Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. More hostages might be released in Gaza, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas said in a statement Friday it is willing to release an American-Israeli hostage, Eden Alexander, along with the bodies of four dual nationals who died in captivity. The statement on Telegram did not say when the release would take place or what the group expected in return. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office is questioning the offer, accusing Hamas of trying to manipulate the ongoing ceasefire talks in Qatar. Netanyahu's office said the Prime Minister will meet with his ministerial team Saturday night to receive a detailed report from negotiators and decide on next steps for the release of hostages. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russia says it has responded to a U.S. ceasefire proposal. VOA's Christina Benenti has more.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that Russian President Vladimir Putin asked U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff to relay Moscow's response to an American proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine back to Washington. Trump said in a Truth Social post on Friday, quote, "We had very good and productive discussions with President Vladimir Putin of Russia yesterday, and there is a very good chance that this horrible bloody war can finally come to an end," unquote. Speaking with VOA, Jennifer Kavanaugh is a senior fellow and director of military analysis at Defense Priorities.
Putin really has a significant advantage here and has no incentive to stop pressing until he thinks he's going to get a deal that he likes.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters Friday that peace is the ultimate goal.
"We don't think it's constructive for me to stand here today and begin to issue threats about what we're going to do if Russia says no. Let's hope they say yes."
Moscow announced Friday that its forces recaptured another village as part of their efforts to push Ukrainian troops out of Russia's Kursk region, where Ukraine launched a surprise incursion last August.
That was VOA's Christina Menenti. This is VOA News. Tit-for-tat tariffs from Mexico, Canada, the EU, and China continue as the U.S. is set to impose new tariffs on April 2nd. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti has the story.
The unpredictability drives U.S. stocks wild. Analysts say if it continues, all governments lose. Jeffrey Schott is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
They think that if they protect their economy, they're going to increase the productivity and the competitiveness of industries in their own market. And actually what they're doing is putting them at a disadvantage in terms of price and access to global markets.
The U.S. argues economic pain now will yield great results later, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
The tariffs, we've got strategic industries we've got to have. We want to protect the American worker, but a lot of these trade deals haven't been fair.
The administration is sending a signal that it's not business as usual here. It's now more exports and less imports. The next round of tariffs goes into effect April 2nd. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, The White House.
The Russian captain of a container ship involved in a crash with a U.S. tanker this week has been charged, according to British police. In a statement, police said 59-year-old Vladimir Moten, the captain of the Portuguese-flagged Solong, has been charged with manslaughter and gross negligence. Moten remains in police custody and is set to appear at Hull Magistrates Court on Saturday. Coffee prices are headed up. It takes about a year for raw coffee prices to hit consumers, and VOA's Scott Walterman says those are way up.
Thanks to persistent bad weather, raw coffee prices have been going up a lot.
The Food and Agriculture Organization said today that world coffee prices reached a multi-year high in 2024, increasing 38.8% from the previous year's average.
That's United Nations spokesperson Stefan Dujarric, who says prices will rise in the EU over the next 11 months, in the United States over the next 8 months. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
New sanctions were announced by the U.S. State Department on current and former Thai officials for their role in the deportation of at least 40 Uyghur men to China. The exact number of people sanctioned is unknown, and no Thai official has been named. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Friday the sanctions would include visa restrictions. China's government launched a crackdown on the Uyghurs that has been described by some Western governments as genocide. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.